This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has the reports coming up. Here's a question for you. Do you know one of the greatest assets successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines each year? Well, it's how they approach precision agriculture and how they get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields. There is a program coming up at the end of the month to help you producers with the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques to help you save time and money and optimize your return on investment. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is set for November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center at Iowa City, Iowa. We'll be there, and we hope to see you at the Farm Progress Tech Forum. You can learn and be inspired with all of the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And there's a hands-on section, too. Go to the website to get all of the information and to register. The website, farmprogresstechforum.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Max is attending the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City these next couple of days. If you're from Iowa, you probably know the name Hayden Fry, the legendary football coach for the Hawkeyes. You may not know the name Matt Whitaker, even though he caught a pass for the Hawkeyes in the 1991 Rose Bowl. Well, Matt Whitaker is getting a lot more well-known now. Yesterday, he was appointed as the acting attorney general, taking over for Jeff Sessions, who resigned, reportedly under pressure. The FBI has been called in to Porter County, Indiana, to investigate whether there was something hinky happening during Tuesday's election. Porter County's commissioners called in the FBI to look at scores of alleged violations of Indiana election law reported by poll workers and by voters. In Wisconsin, it was a different story. Even with a record midterm turnout of near 60%, Wisconsin's chief elections official said there was no evidence of hacking or voter fraud or suppression in Tuesday's election. Forest Park, Illinois, did something that no other city or village in Illinois has done. Its residents voted to get rid of video gambling machines. Opponents of that protested, saying, hey, look at all of the tax dollars, tens of thousands of tax dollars that these machines have provided for the village. But the majority of voters said, nope, these machines are not a good fit for this community. Michigan became the first state of the Midwest to legalize recreational marijuana. North Dakota decided it did not want to do that. Missouri became the 31st state to approve medical use of marijuana. 2 years in prison for one of four women who stole designer jeans from a store in Lawrence, Kansas. It was essentially an armed robbery, as a taser was used on one of the clerks, another was punched in the head by these women. The four tried to get away with 26 pairs of jeans, but on the way out in their hurry, they dropped 22 of them. The four pairs they got were valued at $800. Really? Is that right? $800? An average of $200 for a pair of jeans? Not where I shop. Drake University is going to be doing something no other college in Iowa does. It is selling beer at its basketball arena this season. Sales of national and local craft brands begin tonight when they open the season at the Knapp Center. Drake says beer sales at men's and women's basketball games are part of a larger effort to enhance the fan experience. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.